The following is Commissioner Tom Gordon with his 2025 State of the County Address.
Good morning, and thank you to the Chamber of Commerce and the Carroll Arts Center for having us here this morning. I'd also like to thank you for being here today at the State of the County. For 3 years, I've had the pleasure of serving as District 3 County Commissioner representing Westminster and the surrounding area. We've shared some remarkable times, opportunities together. The challenges we've faced together have unified and strengthened us as a community. As I stand here before you today, I want to take a moment to highlight several moments which make me proud every day to live here, to serve you, my community, which makes a difference in our county. I had the honor of participating in a moment that changed a Vietnam veteran's life who was in hospice care and finally received his Air Medal thanks to a number of Carroll Countyans, when for years he believed he had been forgotten. I've witnessed the joy and excitement of children in our community as they experience a Thanksgiving meal for the first time at the Boys and Girls Club of Carroll County and recognize that they are valued and our community embraced them and wants to see them succeed in life. I've met small business owners who want to not only be successful, but who recognize that success is also giving back through philanthropy, with one young gentleman who started his business at the age of 9. This county is one whose people are resolved to make it happen. The teachers who sacrifice and go to work early, stay late, and give that extra attention to their students. The fire, EMS, and police who protect the people in our county from both threats seen and unseen. The business owners who place themselves and their families at risk to make our communities more vibrant, and our sponsors and philanthropists to both local nonprofits and children rec leagues. One thing is certain in our county: when it needs to happen, we make it happen. Whether it's assisting neighbors clearing falling trees from a storm that blocked the roads, or a group of members in our community recognizing a significant need, or perhaps it's a sign that says, "Be kind," that reinforces how we should all be to our neighbors, coworkers, elected officials, family, and friends on a daily basis. So who are we as Carroll Countyans? Many have names generationally signaling back to the founding of our county, be it names like Krebs, Shipley, Yingling, Lepo, Blizzard, Shriver, and many others. We're also a welcoming community which embraces new neighbors. Carroll County was created in 1837 from parts of Baltimore and Frederick County. The county was named for Charles Carroll of Carrollton. Carroll was a Marylander and the last surviving signer of our Declaration of Independence. Carroll County, as of the 2020 census, had a population of 172,891 residents. We have a county with 8 municipalities which each feature their own unique characteristics and history. And as we all grow up in life, as we know, as children, we're often asked a very foundational question: what do you want to be when you grow up? As a county, Carroll County is 188 years old and will celebrate that birthday on January 19th, just 5 days from now. It's a valid question, and the premise surrounds the infinite possibilities of the future. What we as a community desire today for our future generations: we come together, we rise up, we collaborate, we are Carroll County. Our Carroll County Ag Preservation Program. Founded in 1980, it has preserved 80,583 acres to date, with a goal of 100,000 acres. We are the most successful program in the state of Maryland, top in the nation. The program has assisted in maintaining our rich agricultural heritage, which is farming, and the agricultural businesses which are woven into every aspect of our county. The beautiful landscapes we cherish, to the significant value of our local economy and job creation. It also assists with our soil and water conservation and assists in limiting the infrastructure burdens for our county and our residents. Another highlight recently was our collaboration with McDaniel College. As an alumni, this excites me, that this meeting was historic, as it was the first meeting between leadership and staff of both McDaniel College and Carroll County government. It was an opportunity for both of us to see value and opportunity not only from the representative organizations, but more importantly, what can we do for the community as a whole? As a county, we must view the challenges we face not as problems, but the opportunities. There are opportunities for us to band together and to forge ahead. On Thursday, July 11th, a significant amount of the community attended a meeting, and I use air quotes for that, regarding the proposed power line project in our county, a project that offered zero benefit to any of the county or any of its residents. This has been a challenging year in which many of us feel overwhelmed and disconnected at times for various reasons from each other and the communities around us. Times are hard, but on July 11th, we stood together as one Carroll County. We took action. We came together regardless of political beliefs, whether you lived in an apartment, a condo, a townhouse, or you had a 200-year-old generational farm. We said, no, this is not okay, and we're going to protect what's ours, our farmland, our neighbor, our future, and our county. This is a mindset that we must continue to have, and we must collaborate not only on this, but on our county's future together. On November 21st, the Board of County Commissioners unanimously passed two resolutions reinforcing our opposition to the Maryland Piedmont Reliability Project. The first resolution, proposed by my colleague Commissioner Vigliotti, denounced the project and initiated courting with the federal government. The second resolution, introduced by myself, was to formalize the board's opposition to MPRP as well as the use of eminent domain as an official stance. So where does this leave us moving forward? We're obviously continuing to fight MPRP, and we obviously have a lot of interesting challenges that lay ahead of us, not only this year, but in many years to come. As many of you probably watched or read in the newspaper last year, we had a historic moment in the county's history that some probably didn't even realize was that historic. A moment when we didn't realize, because we had a vote to pass a county budget that did not pass on the first vote, it took two votes. A budget was passed 3-2, and it placed us in a current situation, as many of you have read, of a $5.2 million deficit in FY26. And since we budget 5 years out, currently the way that stands before any alterations this year, that puts us at a $29.7 million deficit in FY30. Now, a common misconception in government is that we take the easy way out. We cut critical programs, institute salary freezes and fees, or by raising taxes. As one of your county commissioners, I wholeheartedly disagree. We need to be more innovative and efficient. We need to dig deeper and find the gaps, to think outside the box, to come up with solutions which protect your financial future. As we embark on this year's budget cycle, we need to work together to forge a unified front, to work as one Carroll, to find these opportunities and to help bridge that gap. Earlier, I mentioned the importance of working together to preserve our community for future generations. This is an opportunity to achieve more, to challenge the status quo, to do the right thing for our present and future generations. God bless our great county, state, and nation, and thank you for the opportunity to speak this morning. It is truly an honor to serve you and my community and as one of your county commissioners. We will work together as one, and we will overcome. Thank you.